Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Rose and Shine podcast, featuring the Swedish sisters Josephine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen. Based in Stockholm and New York, we share experiences from our international lives and careers. Good morning, this is Victoria sending from Stockholm.
And good morning, this is Josephine from the woods of Lindalen in Sweden.
Yes, so we are actually right now in the second part of our spring clean list episode, which we've decided to split into two.
Because we couldn't stop talking about it.
No.
Because we're so excited about spring.
Yes. So actually it fits perfectly today because the sun is shining and it's really spring in the air.
Mm-hmm. So you can listen to the first episode or the last episode first if you want to, where we're covering the four first steps of our list.
Mm-hmm.
Being take number one was take a dream break and revisit your goals.
Number two is to cut out the clutter in both office and your home.
So by now you've had a week to clean it all out. So we're hoping that it's looking shiny everywhere.
Indeed. And number three is dare to play and set a new learning target.
Yep. And the final one is breathing and meditation.
Yeah, which is not the final, but number four, because now we're getting into number five.
Yay. Okay, and this is where we're getting into the really nice spring cleaning of yourself.
Yeah. So the first part, number five, is give your body a lovely spring clean.
Mm-hmm. So how do we start with that? Well, for example, a little body scrub.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah. Oh, when I hear a spring clean and thinking body, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I love body scrubs. I think it's so nice in so many different ways. And you've created your own body scrubs.
Yeah, I probably stolen it from the internet. But yes. So I think I gave it as a Christmas present. It's like do-it-yourself Christmas gift a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
But it's a really great one. It's super easy. You use the, if you're a heavy coffee drinker, as some of us are,
mm-hmm.
you just use the coffee, like the leftover coffee, like
yeah.
the coffee grains.
Yeah.
That you have already, you know, you boil your coffee and then you have your leftover. And rather than throwing that out, you put that in a little glass jar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put some coconut oil in there.
Yeah.
And then you can add a little bit of sugar, something nice. And if you have any essential oils at home, or if you have any rose petals or anything to make it, you know, even more beautiful, you can also put that into the jar.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
Then I think you can have it up to, you know, a week, or I probably have it even a little bit longer. If you have it in the fridge, it's fine, in the sealed glass jar. And then you just take it out and you get a really energizing, boosting body scrub.
Ah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make one myself, mm-hmm. actually, now with the coffee left over
yeah,
from this morning.
And if you're a coffee lover, I mean, it smells really, really nice.
Yeah.
So very energizing and fresh.
Great idea. So will mm-hmm. I be smelling of coffee? I'm delivering a yoga class this afternoon.
Coffee and coconut.
Like, all my students will be high on coffee.
A little bit, yeah. probably. But in a nice way, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I'm a fan of rituals. I like their products. I like their clothes. So I think now that I'm going to be flying so much, I'm going to give myself a bit of extra love and care and make sure I do these scrubs after the flights and use some nice lotions and everything.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of also getting pepped for when you kind of get tired after a lot of flights. It's nice to have a few things to pick me up.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing, and it was so funny, we were laughing about that, but I kind of always think about that now. In our yoga teacher training, how they were really like emphasizing on keep your feet nice and lovely. And it's true, actually. I do remember one yoga instructor that I had, who was a great yoga instructor, but I still remember his feet.
Yeah.
Because they were not so great, you know, and of course, you know, you will notice
and
that.
And disgusting so. Man feet is especially disgusting.
I didn't want to say that out loud, but yeah, you did. Exactly. So I'm really conscious about taking care of my feet, not to put my foot into someone else and give them that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also pretty nice to feel that your feet are nice in order and shape and fresh.
Yeah, it's a typical thing when you like go over time as well of your due date with pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's like you go and you have a foot massage and updated or nice feet because you can't really reach there yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
At that time. And it's quite nice to have that. Not for anyone else, but yourself.
Yeah.
And another thing to hear to give the body a little bit extra love now, enjoying the fact that I'm in the countryside, is that we have a sauna and a jacuzzi. So a little bit of detoxifying the body.
Yeah.
Saunas are so good for you.
Yeah.
And my doctor friend Vivica also told me that apparently I can do that during pregnancy. Maybe you don't go crazy,
no.
But the body is so good that it regulates the temperature for the baby. So
it won't be boiling in there. It should be really bad.
Boiling out.
Yeah, yeah, well,
in that case.
Yeah. So in the midst of our list of spring clean is give your body some love and care.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and that kind of on the same theme, but if here we're talking more about the physical outside, number six on our list is the nutrition and the nourishment. And
yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, no, that's exciting. I mean, I think...
Do you really think so?
No, I was flicking through. You and your family gave me for my birthday a Eat Clean recipe book.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I'm flicking it through. And what's quite nice, actually, it's that it's not so complex. A lot of these recipe books are really complicated and an ingredient list of, you know, 45 different things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lot more simple.
Yeah.
But it is really, it's quite inspiring and really nice.
Aww.
So that's reminding me of making nice recipes for the family and also now maybe to start freezing some things in to have it prepared. And yeah, no, so that's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really nice. And if you don't have the morning routine yet, I would recommend anyone just to that warm cup of water in the morning with some lemon, some ginger, maybe even some turmeric.
Mm.
That really is such a nice way of starting the day and it gets the stomach ready for everything. And I would really recommend anyone to just do that before breakfast, just when you wake up. And have that nice drink.
Yeah, that's lovely. And I've also started now to have the same concept, but just with cold water and have it in the fridge.
Mm.
Just to have a bit of that detox water.
Yeah.
It feels so much nicer to take out that glass carafe with cucumber or ginger or lemon or a mix of all of them in there. It's a really nice way of drinking more water.
Yeah, we actually have freshly squeezed lemon juice in a little bottle that, well, so I guess it's not freshly squeezed, but it's squeezed. But anyway.
Someone in India every day freshing.
No. You're sending it all the way to Sweden. Yeah. No. But actually Italian lemons. But the thing is that that's so nice just to have there because then you always can add that little sparkle of lemon into your water, which makes it really nicer.
Exactly. And then we have Easter coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Easter traditions are very different across the world. And in Sweden, I would say it's mostly about chicken and bodies.
What?
For many, I would say.
You have to explain that. It's about chicken and bodies. What are you saying?
Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not about bodies. And it's a lot about, for our family, that's a lot about candy. Or what do you say, Victoria?
Yes. Those beautiful eggs that we fill with candy and cakes and all of that stuff that we have. And I'm just, that makes me think of one. A couple of years ago, I took this 1 year without sugar, which I can recommend anyone to do because that was really great. However, I'd given myself some kind of breaks from this where I was just going to really sort of enjoy sugar and everything.
Yeah.
Which was Easter.
Indulge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Indulge in. And, you know, if I would have compared to what I eat a normal Easter, I didn't eat more candy this Easter, but I did really indulge in all these nice chocolates and candies and everything.
Mm.
And I got sick. I was sick for 24 hours.
You had to throw up.
Really throwing up. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, imagine what a poison all this sugar is.
So our recommendation is to not eat until you throw up over Easter.
Yeah, stop yourself before that. But actually, so now I'm also kind of, I've cut down on my sugar and it's so nice. Whenever I do it, I remind myself that I should continue to do it because that gets me out of this addiction feeling kind of. And really then I'm thinking, because I think the raw food, the nice stuff that you can make, it's just getting nicer and nicer. I don't know if we're getting better at doing it or if I'm just starting to like it even more. So I'm thinking good sugar. That's what I want to have if I'm going to have some sugar.
Yeah. So we'll find some nice recipes for Easter and make some kind of more nutritious type of sweets, basically.
Yeah.
Made out of dates and almonds and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. And another thing, talking about nutrition and body and everything, I've promised myself, and we've been discussing this, both of us, never to be on a diet again. I mean, I'm a woman in my 40s, should not be dieting.
Mm-hmm.
However, I felt this winter it's been stressful and, you know, there's a kilo here and a little kilo there. So I found this, I was recommended this great app, which is really like a calorie count. So you write down what you eat every day and all the exercise that you do and you get your balance, which is so nice. And I love that app. So I could just really recommend it. It's called Life Sum.
Life Sum.
Yeah, Life Sum. So
okay.
It's summing up your life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that just really helped me to, oh yeah, of course, maybe I should do this or make this choice rather than that choice and bring me back into focus. So if anyone has the same challenge like me, that maybe a couple of extra kilos, don't want to do the big diet thing, this little app just puts you on track again, which I can recommend.
And how long do you do it for?
Well, in a sense, people like me should probably do this kind of all the time or once in a while just to get yourself back into focus. But you can have use it not even to lose weight. You can even have it as to gain weight, actually, and check. So you can set a target. If you want to lose weight, you can. And so it all depends. It
makes me hungry talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's great tips. Moving on.
Well, actually, can I just say one more thing that I'm thinking on this nutrition thing? Also, I think about things that you love to eat that are really nice and delicious that you really enjoy and think, what are you going to do to give your body more of that that are like the good things? So I think it's important when we come to nutrition that it's not just this must not have list, but
no. And that was actually one of the thing of the spring clean. If you're spring clean a little bit in your cupboards,
yeah,
also add a couple of inspiring fun things.
Yeah.
For me, that's like super powders. I just bought this like beetroot powder thinking that will make smoothies really red and nice. And it can of course be a little bit, it's expensive and you know, when you read the Eat Clean book that you gave me, it's like, well, broccoli is actually a lot more nutritious than wheatgrass.
But you've saved lots of money on the scrub that you just did yourself.
Exactly, that's true.
So now you can, yeah.
No expensive scrubs.
Actually, it doesn't cost you anything.
That's true. So yes, so buying a bit of that stuff could be really fun, like topping your smoothies, getting extra nutrition on your salads and soups and stuff. That's really nice.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So then ready to move on to number 7 on our list, which is all about movement.
Yay.
So use the season. If you are living in a country in the northern part of the hemisphere where it's actually been pretty dark, now I would say really indulge also into the sunshine and the light and get up early, go for nice walks and... That's beautiful, I think, when that happens.
Start taking your yoga mat outside and, yeah, maybe start setting a goal as well. And a goal for how much yoga or how much running or how much workouts you want to do or if there's a system that you want to follow.
Yeah.
We talk about that in our peace episode.
Yeah.
So you should really go in and listen to that one. If what you want to focus on this spring is your body and maybe getting into shape or starting a new way of living.
Yeah, and I noticed since I now work at the fitness center and run yoga classes and this maniac feeling that everyone in January, all the classes were so full of people.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of dropping off. And I'm thinking, so, you know, don't be discouraged if you didn't live up to your New Year's resolution, but maybe pick yourself up a little bit and say, okay, so how is it going? Why is it going great or why is it not going so great? And what can I do about that, actually?
And here, Victoria, I mean, this is key. Purchase some new yoga clothes.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Get your yoga outfit, something or running outfit or exercise outfit.
Yeah.
No, of course, with modesty,
whatever. No, because again, you've saved so much money on this scrub that you really deserve some new yoga clothes.
Yes.
For sure.
That is true.
And I think we're also preparing a yoga challenge that will come later on for everyone that can join. But do remember that movement... Getting your pulse up and being around, it's just helping you feeling great, happier, focused, and all of that. So it's not just to fit into a bikini. Actually, that's secondary, I would say.
There will be swimsuits for me this summer.
Yeah. Well, you look very nice in your swimsuits. So movements is number 7. Mm-hmm. And number 8 is, I would say, quite important. And that's... Once you've done all these things now, is to really take a little bit of a check-in on yourself.
Mm-hmm. So how you're doing and your relationship with yourself, right? That's what we mean.
Exactly. So we're talking, number 9 will be about relationships with others, but number 8 is really about, what about me? How am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can ask yourself that specific question is, okay, so how am I doing with myself and why? And that why could be, okay, I'm doing really great. And why is that? And then identify what you've been doing in the past quarter that has made you feel this way.
Mm.
So that you really see, those were great things for me. I should really continue doing them. And it really helped whatever it was that I did.
Yeah.
And maybe you realize that, no, I'm not doing that great. Then also ask yourself, and why is that? And identify them and kind of almost like write them down and see, what is it that's stopping me from doing great here?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that I can do about it?
Very useful advice.
Yeah, but really, and I think we were having this chat when we were preparing those episodes, and we were a little bit, and I can have that quite often at spring. And I don't know if it's when the light is changing and we've been in this dark period and now we go into the light. And I feel, you know, somehow you should think that I would feel great immediately, but I always have this little mini dip first before I go into the enjoyment. And I don't know, it's a little bit like almost like a mini spring depression. It didn't hit me very hard this year. It did a little bit more last year.
There's still time.
No.
You don't have any time for any dips.
No.
With your schedule coming up.
No times for dips.
No, but that's interesting, actually. I mean, maybe we don't have to be so super happy immediately because it's spring. Maybe it's a bit, you know, taking that time to rest. And maybe it has to do with the winter that you just carried through. And then you need that little bit of time to rebalance yourself and before you can start enjoying.
So I think actually going through this entire checklist is also helping you to do your check-in on yourself.
Yeah. Number 9.
Yes.
Revisit your relationship and spread a little sunshine.
Yay. So it's all about the energy you give and that you get.
So that's really about seeing, what relationships are we investing in that can give us more energy, and what relationships are maybe not giving us as much energy as they should.
Yeah. And again, it kind of also starts with your own mindset and your target. And I just read this quote by spiritual teacher Byron Katie. Says, when I walk into a room, I know that everyone in it loves me. I just don't expect them to realize it yet. And I just thought that was so nice. And it made me think of one person we both know.
Our father.
Yes. But what a difference if you walk into a room and you have this setting, you know, like that you walk into the room and you're thinking, hey, everyone in here loves me.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, I wonder what they're going to think about me and maybe they don't like me. And what a different approach to how you will behave.
Be and act. Yeah. And absolutely. No, that's a great, I'm going to bring that quote with me.
I thought that was also really good.
Especially when I walk into, you know, an airplane with a toddler and now a new year, a new baby soon.
Yeah.
That's going to be how I'm going to think. They love me. The people that are going to be seated next to me, they love me.
They are so excited that they got me next to them.
They don't show it yet. They don't realize it yet. But oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, but that's wonderful. And I just invested in my relationships and myself by having this wonderful girls' weekend.
Yeah.
Where some of my best friends, the ones that could make it, came over and we just hung out. And everyone's been asking me afterwards, what did you guys do? And we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We ate and walked a little bit, but it was really just talking and reminding each other of how much we liked each other.
Yeah.
Which is just wonderful.
That's so nice.
Mm. And I was reading I am reading Michelle Obama's Becoming. And she's also talking about how, you know, she really tried to make that a priority through her super hectic life in during the White House time, and she'd go to, I mean, she had, of course, amazing resources to do this, but she'd go and bring all of her friends to, it sounded a bit like us, she'd bring all of these friends, maybe not that we're not first ladies, but she'll bring their friends, and she'd like force them into kind of a boot camp type scenario. So it was not only that they were hanging out, they were also doing exercise several, you know, times per day.
Yeah.
And she also said in the book that a couple of times, or she had, you know, even introduced the idea of limiting wine and snacks, but that was voted down on. So her girlfriends did not accept that. So that sounds like a healthy
balance
approach. But so taking that time and seeing if you can get that trip or get together is a lovely way of reconnecting.
Yeah, and we spoke about it in the previous episode, but I'm throwing a birthday party and I was thinking I don't really have time. Actually, I think I arrive from Istanbul the night before at midnight, and then I'm like, but let's just throw a party anyway. You know, it's a birthday. I want to have my friends close by and do some dancing and some hanging out. And
yeah,
that's spreading energy, spreading a little bit of sunshine and getting loads in return.
Yeah. And Steve was just saying, my husband, he'd listened to some new research, which was just pointing out again and again what we already know. But one of the highest determinations on whether people find themselves or consider themselves being happy or not is about how much they hang out with their friends.
True.
Yeah.
And we spoke about it in the long and happy life, right? It also helps you to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
But since this is an episode about spring cleaning, perhaps consider also if there are some relationships that you want to cut out that are also not good for you.
Yeah. So ask yourself maybe the hard questions. Yeah. What are some of these relationships giving you, and how much energy are you having to put into them, or do you have to put into them, and how much are you getting back?
Yeah.
And then it might be harder than, you know, depending on the relationship, harder to cut or easier to cut.
Yeah.
But you could still see what are the things that you can do about that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number 9. And then the final thing on our list is, ta-da!
Pick your spring pleasures.
Yay. Mm.
So that's really about like, okay, so you've done your spring cleaning and you now want to see, you've put a lot of things out. What is it that you want to get in?
Yeah. What is it that you love about spring? What is it that you love about spring, actually, Josephine?
Oh, well, I feel so happy for the first time now to be home for spring. I haven't been home this season in so many years. And it's being connected to nature and, you know, hearing the birds starting to sing again and just seeing that change.
Yeah.
It's now, and it's a little bit winter springy. It's about, you know, sitting outside on the terrace with your cup of coffee, but still with a big jacket on. But it has a special feeling of promise. And I love the wardrobe.
Yeah.
The spring wardrobe.
Yeah, it's nice. Almost as good as the fall wardrobe.
Almost.
I mean, I think the fall wardrobe must be like the number one for some weird reason. But spring is also pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's because you're tired of wearing so much. Oh, wait, no. In the summer, exactly, you don't wear so much clothes. So it's like fun to kind of add on clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
In spring, you're still kind of wanting to take clothes off.
Yeah.
But yes, I really want to get a really nice pink spring coat this year and really brighten it all up. And it's going to be so nice when the baby is here. And, you know, that's also kind of a sprinkling. Can you say that?
Yeah, you can't.
But but, you know, you can start to feel like yourself again.
Yeah. That spring coat. I mean, I realized I needed to get one ahead of all my travels because I realized spring will be further ahead where I'm going in some of the places. So I had the idea that I wanted a really nice pink one, and I went to the stores and all I could find were beige ones. That seems to be the color of the year for coats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need something with colors. So now I ended up getting this. It's pretty beautiful red spring coat. So at least that will be a nice touch of color
But I then heard you say that then maybe you could get two.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
But red is lovely as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty classical coat and it wasn't that expensive. So I'm pretty happy with that bike. Good for travel and everything. But there might fit in a little pink one because this is more like pre-spring, post-winter coat. And maybe I need like a real spring coat too.
I hope you will post pictures of your spring coat in Salt Lake City on our Instagram, Ruth and Shine.
Yes, I will. I will.
Okay.
So I think that's summing up our spring clean list episodes.
It is indeed. Oh, and go and buy some or pick some nice branches and put some feathers on them too.
Yeah.
That would be my final recommendation. A little bit of Easter touch.
Yes, exactly.
And they will make you extra happy.
We'll put up some Easter decoration once we get there. Also on our Instagram for our international followers that you can see all the weird things we do in Sweden for Easter.
This is my year of going all in, so...
Yes.
Like the only spring in Sweden I'll have for, you know, had for many years and probably potentially will have for many years. So...
Yeah.
Yes, there will be chickens and not buddies, but bunnies.
Yes.
And feathers.
So... Happy spring, everyone. Wishing you a lovely time. And we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.